The EU's AI Gigafactory Initiative, what it means for digital infrastructure. The EU's €20 billion AI Gigafactory Initiative will fund up to 5 large-scale AI compute facilities, each designed to support frontier model training with more than 100,000 advanced AI processors. The program is intended to strengthen Europe's domestic AI infrastructure and reduce reliance on non-European hyperscale capacity. Henry Osborne, Principal Consultant. Introduction. The EU's AI Gigafactory program is the most visible piece of European compute infrastructure policy in a decade. The Commission is mobilizing €20 billion of public and private capital to back up to 5 very large facilities, each designed to train the next generation of frontier AI models with more than 100,000 advanced AI processors per site. The program is the centerpiece of the Invest AI initiative announced at the AI Action Summit in Paris in February 2025. The rationale behind the policy is widely understood. Frontier AI development is currently concentrated in a small number of global labs, primarily outside Europe, including OpenAI, Anthropic, Google DeepMind, and DeepSeek. While Europe has world-class AI research, a growing open-source ecosystem and one credible frontier AI player in Mistral, it is lagging in the infrastructure required to train and scale models. European companies needing very large-scale AI compute rely on US hyperscalers, creating exposure to non-European commercial priorities, supply constraints, and policy decisions. The policy is therefore intended to address a clear strategic gap, ensuring Europe has the compute capacity and industrial base needed to participate meaningfully in frontier AI, rather than depending on external providers. What is an AI gigafactory? AI gigafactories are the tier above Europe's AI factories, where AI factories give startups, SMBs, researchers, and public sector users shared access to AI-optimized supercomputing. Gigafactories tackle a different problem: the raw compute needed to develop, train, and run frontier-scale AI models. Figure 1, Proposed EU AI Factories Across Europe. Source, European Commission. The EU defines AI gigafactories as advanced large-scale facilities with sufficient capacity to handle the complete lifecycle of very large AI models and applications, from development to large-scale inference in a single site. In practice, that means 4 things in one place: AI-optimized compute at the scale of 100,000-plus accelerator chips, a supporting data center with high-capacity storage and networking, secure data spaces, and the power, cooling, and supply chain to keep it all running. Figure 2, EU AI factories versus EU gigafactories. Dimension. AI factories. AI gigafactories. Number of sites. 19 selected across 16 countries. Up to 5. Compute scale. Mid-scale AI supercomputers. 100,000 plus AI processors per site. Funding, €10 billion, Euro HPC due €20 billion via Invest AI funding model. Mostly public. Circa 35% public, 65% private. Primary purpose. Research, startups, SMEs. Frontier model training and large-scale inference. Source, SDL partners. EU program is moving towards procurement. The Gigafactory program is a central part of the EU's AI continent agenda and is being taken forward through Invest AI. Brussels has set a broader target to mobilize €200 billion of AI investment across the EU, with the €20 billion AI Gigafactory facility acting as one of the anchor commitments. The financing model is designed to crowd in private capital rather than rely solely on public funding. Under Council Regulation, EU, 2026-150, the union contribution can cover up to 17% of the capital expenditure of the overall computing infrastructure of an AI Gigafactory. Participating member states must at least match the union contribution, while the remaining investment and operational expenditure covered by the AI Gigafactory Consortium. Demand for the program has been strong on paper. The Commission's informal call for expressions of interest closed on 20 June 2025 and attracted 76 submissions, covering 60 sites across 16 EU member states, with proposed investments totaling more than 230 billion euros. The formal call for proposals has been delayed twice and is now expected in Q2 2026, although as of May 2026 there has been no official update on timing, with selection decisions and construction commitments to follow later in the year. Public reporting has confirmed several consortia are in contention, including Deutsche Telekom and Brookfield in Germany, Scaleway's Aon Consortium in France, a Portuguese public-private bid involving Altice Portugal and Nose, Nokia's Finnish proposal around the existing Lumi supercomputer, and Romania's planned multi-site Black Sea AI Gigafactory at Cernavoda and Doisti. Commercial AI gigafactories are already breaking ground. While Brussels finalizes its program, commercial AI gigafactories are already being built on European soil. The most prominent example is Stargate Norway, a 100,000 GPU facility in Narvik backed by OpenAI, Scale, and Aker, with an initial $1 billion phase, targeting 230 megawatts of capacity rising to 520 megawatts. Construction is underway and first GPUs are due online by the end of 2026. The site runs on Norwegian hydropower, uses direct-to-chip liquid cooling, and recycles waste heat to local industry. Other commercial gigafactory-scale projects are following a similar trajectory. In Portugal, Microsoft and Scale are expanding the START campus site in Sines, starting with 12,600 NVIDIA Blackwell Ultra GPUs from early 2026 and scaling to more than 66,000 Rubin GPUs from late 2027 on a campus permitted for 1.2 gigawatts. In Germany, NVIDIA and Deutsche Telekom have announced a 10,000 GPU industrial AI cloud, positioned explicitly as a precursor to a future German gigafactory. This sets an important precedent. Europe's earliest gigafactory-scale AI facilities are unlikely to be EU-funded, EU-owned or primarily oriented around European frontier model developers. This shifts the EU's challenge from building sovereign compute capacity in isolation to shaping the terms on which large-scale AI infrastructure is developed, financed, accessed, and governed in Europe. Where can players capture value? AI gigafactories sit at the extreme end of the power-led data center trend already reshaping European infrastructure strategy. These facilities will be anchored by access to bulk low-carbon power, grid capacity, fiber routes, advanced cooling and credible permitting timelines. For telcos and data center operators, three implications stand out. 1. Gigafactories will be sited where significant power capacity is available. AI gigafactories need 200 to 500 megawatts of contracted, low-carbon power and a permitting pathway that can deliver capacity in 3 to 5 years. That rules out FLAP-D metros and directs the build-out toward member states with grid headroom, hydropower or nuclear capacity, for example the Nordics, Spain and parts of Central Europe. Operators with land banks, substation relationships and grid-adjacent fiber in those geographies will anchor the consortia that win sites. 2. Long-haul interconnect moves from accessory to critical path, frontier training spans multiple sites, and the resulting models still have to reach end users under EU data residency rules. That makes deterministic, high-capacity optical links between gigafactory clusters, hyperscaler regions and edge inference nodes non-negotiable rather than nice to have. The opportunity for fiber operators is unusually predictable. Gigafactory geography points to Nordic to FLAP-D and Iberian to FLAP-D corridors as the primary new long-haul routes, allowing capacity planning ahead of demand rather than chasing it. 3. Sovereign inference is the most accessible telco play, not the gigafactory itself. A handful of European telcos are in gigafactory consortia, for example Deutsche Telekom with Brookfield in Germany, Altice Portugal and Nose in Portugal, Scaleway via the Aon Consortium in France, but they enter as minority partners alongside industrial, data center and energy infrastructure leads. Telcos will likely not own or operate the frontier training layer at scale. The more accessible value sits one tier down, in serving trained models to enterprises and public sector users under EU data residency, security, latency and compliance rules. Telcos bring a credible starting point with hand-distributed infrastructure, enterprise relationships, security credentials, network APIs and edge computing a credible starting hand. However, this is the most contested market in European digital infrastructure, hyperscalers sovereign cloud offerings, GPU clouds, Nscale, CoreWeave, specialist sovereign players, OVH, Scaleway, T-Systems, and Mistral itself are all chasing the same workloads. Telcos that wait for the Gigafactory program to bed in will find the inference customer base already spoken for. To learn more around how telcos can position around sovereign AI deployment, read our latest report, Navigating Sovereign AI, Telco Strategies, Trade-offs and Pathways. ConcluSign. The EU's AI Gigafactory program is both a strategic signal and a concrete intervention in Europe's compute infrastructure market. It will not close the frontier compute gap with the US on its own. 20 billion euros is substantial by European public policy standards, but modest compared with the scale of AI infrastructure investment now being deployed by US hyperscalers and frontier model companies. Even so, the program matters. Frontier-scale AI compute is coming to Europe through a mix of public-backed initiatives and private sector builds. The EU's role will be to influence where that capacity is built, who can access it, and how much of the surrounding value chain remains under European control or influence.